Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I want to talk about dating during shelter in place, because why not? In case you're new to the program, I am a coach and an intuitive. I help people find love among whatever else they want to do. So if you are looking for love, this is the show for you. And if you want some support in finding love and doing it from the inside out and doing it in a way that feels soulful, where you get exactly what you want in a mate and in the relationship, then let's work together. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We can do a single session, but I have found with dating it's better to do a package. So any of my packages could help you get on the path to dating, depending on how much time you want to invest in working with me. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm so excited to talk about this because I've been saying it for weeks in my, you know, in my social circles with my current clients. I think this is a wonderful time to date, particularly for very heart-centered people, love bugs, who have a tendency to compromise when it comes to romantic relationships. This is a wonderful time because you can't skip steps, you know, you can't, if you really do this soulfully, of course, you can totally compromise and get less than what you want, get crumbs. My client described it today as crumbs. Get crumbs if you choose to. But I think I love when the universe gives me like a hack. So I think this time can be a wonderful hack if you have a tendency to fall in love with someone who's not in alignment with what you want. Because now you get to screen really, really hard. You get to spend a lot of time getting to know that person. You get to study their behaviors while you're interacting on a dating app. You get to have conversations with them. You get to do video dates. That's one of the recommendations I'm going to give you. You get to do so much without worrying about the physical attraction getting in the way or feeling a rush to meet someone. So I think if everybody took advantage of this time, if you are looking for love, you could really do all the spiritual work, all the practical work that I recommend without feeling any pressure to meet right away. Though, I strongly encourage you to meet somebody after shelter in place has been lifted. But in the interim, you can take the time to really court someone. And it's not like you're hiding, because we're all required to shelter in place. Or I know I'm in the Bay Area, we sheltered in place first. So it's been, you know, we've been in it for a while. So yes, when it is time to meet someone in physical form, you'll already know them. And it's easier. This is what's so great. It's easier to say no in the beginning, right? So if you follow the guidance I'm going to give you in this about dating during shelter in place, it's going to save you from getting emotionally attached to someone who's not the right fit. You know, I'm a healer, and I was talking to, you know, a lot of my clients are healers, even if they're not working in the healing profession. They carry the energy of healer, and they act as a healer in their families. They act in as a healer through their jobs, even. And we can just love. But a lot of times when it comes to being in romantic partnership, that is not a place to, of course, it's a place to put love, but not all love is the best for a romantic relationship. Oh, God, how do I want to say that? if you are a healer, if you're a heart-based person, if you see the good in people, even if their physical behaviors do not match, you can just see the godliness in them. You can see the light in them. We can sometimes fall in love with that as opposed to the idea of that person being in a real, healthy, loving relationship with us. So let me, I'm going to really explain this out loud. So if you are a heart-based person, you can love. I want you to love everybody. But it does not mean that every person you love needs to A, be your friend, B, be your romantic partner. And you might meet a wonderful human, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're right for you for the nature of a romantic relationship. And so why dating during this time is that you get to really identify who would be a good fit for you in a romantic relationship. You get to A, do the preliminary work of identifying what type of relationship you want to be in, what type of partner you want to be with, play that through in your mind, release any limiting beliefs you have around being in a relationship, and a lot of those for heart-based centered people is going to probably be some self-esteem. We fall in love with potential because we don't believe that we are worthy of more. And so you can do a lot of that work while interacting with a human through technology in a way that's soulful and authentic and true. So here are my tips for dating while in shelter in place. First and foremost, get really clear, like I just said, about the type of person you want to be in a relationship with. So clear. And then as you are getting out there, using your dating apps, using the dating websites, as you are getting out there and getting to know people, be so strict, right? Because think about it. Like, I love that there's this barrier now that I have to really screen somebody hard, right? Like, I screen hard now. And so I can, and I know, like, my intuition kicks in. I'm like, not right. And so I can even tell in just the way we're communicating. I'm like, not right. No, I don't need to go back to that, right? And it's this the heaviness of, oh, my God, I got to find the right person. And, A, I've done a lot of work around this, and my mindset is very different as a result of the work I've done around it. So it's easier for me to be like, no. Intuitively, I'm like, it's no. But in the past, because I'm a healer and an intuitive, and I could see that they were a loving human, right? But even as my intuition was firing, saying, no, 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 they're not the right person for you, I would proceed because I'm like, clearly a loving person. I see their soul, right? But now I can't even, like, I won't even let myself entertain that idea, right? I'm just focused on, I've been married. I've been in romantic relationships. I have been dating since my divorce. I am very clear about what type of relationship will work for me at this time in my life. And so as I'm going through, I'm like, I can easily say no, no, no. Oh, yeah, potentially you. And sometimes I'll throw a swipe just because they're hot. You know, like, yeah, you're probably not the right one, but I will swipe positively on you just as a shout out to say you're beautiful to look at. But again, I'm clear. And so take the time to get really clear about what type of relationship you want to be in. Do you want to be in a long-term relationship? Do you want to just date casually? Do you just want to hook up? Though there is no hooking up at this time. Like, guys, follow the rules. We will be able to interact again in physical form. Just follow the rules. It's good for the planet. But it can help you if you are in the category of, I know where I'm at in my life, I'm not looking for anything serious, I just want to date casually, oh my God, have a great time in the digital space. Like, really build your roster and be honest about it. Be so transparent. Be like, hey, I'm looking for a casual relationship. And you get to be yourself. So that's my next step is, like, as you're interacting on the the platforms, be yourself. Like, say the shit that you wouldn't normally say because you're trying to be polite or you want to be likable. Like, in no way do I want you to be ill-mannered. In no way do I want you to be unkind. I want you to be so rock solid, authentic. I want you to be so true to who you are, because that's how you're going to know if someone else is the right fit for you, because you show up authentically. Right? And here's what's so beautiful. When we're not hiding, when we're not holding back from who we are, when we show up really authentic and present, if someone doesn't like us, we don't really care all that much. Rejection doesn't hurt that bad. It's just like, yeah, it happens. It's a part of the dating process. But when we were still trying to, when we still believe we are not worthy of love, when we are still feeling like we can't fully and completely be ourselves because we have to pretend in order to convince someone to prove that we are worthy of love, then by all means, yeah, you get a mixed bag of partners, and it usually is hard to let them go because now you're in love with the fantasy of who you could be instead of who you really are. And as a result of that, being in the fantasy of who you could be, then you attract somebody else who you fall in love with the fantasy of them as opposed to who they really are. And if you step back from it, every time I coach on this, every time somebody has fallen in love with the idea of someone else as opposed to who they really are, as they got away from it, they realized that their affection was not for that person, but for what their life could be. So stick to your list. I said this on my last podcast and I was talking to a client, like if you want to be in a lasting, loving, committed relationship that leads to marriage, don't date somebody who's looking for something casual. And if you want to be in something casual, do not look for the person that's ready to nest. Don't date them. No matter how good it feels to get some attention, no matter how good it feels to, especially now, I think that's probably the pitfall of right now, is that particularly for us in the Bay Area and people who've been sheltered in place for a while, we're all starting to get a little itchy. Even me, like I'm introvert of the world. I can work alone for hours and hours and hours. I can be alone for hours and hours and hours. But I am missing the social interaction. I'm missing even just, you know, I go to the corner store a couple of times a week, and I miss just being able to walk in. I mean, it was always great with hand washing and hand sanitizer, but now it's like I feel weird now, especially now with the mask time. I feel like I can't, it's just now I don't feel as comfortable. And so as a result of that, we can start to form some connections that are not meant to be in the sense that they're not right for us because they're not in alignment with our desire. Got it? So be really firm about what you want in a mate. I have an exercise I do with clients called the Magical Eight. Two physical attributes. One attribute needs to be about finances because, hello, that's life. And the rest are two common interests. So it's a Magical Eight, eight qualities you want in a partner. Two can be physical attributes, no more. Two common interests, one about finance. That leaves you three more options to put in there. And get creative with it. Like, but, you know, no, don't get too creative. Be really specific is what I mean. Be really specific about what it is that you want. And when clients have to nail it down, oh my God, their signal, their frequency, their ability to attract exactly what they want increases so dramatically because we're so programmed to, it's so weird. It's like we can be so shut down to all possibilities and things have to be exactly this way for most areas of our life. But when it comes to love, it's this like mythical thing in our minds that we think like, oh, it just magically happens. And I do think that there's some mysticism to it and some magic, of course. Like I write romance novels. I love that shit. But there is a really straightforward component of, hey, what do you want in a mate? What type of relationship do you want to be in? And pursue that. Then from there, next step on this, dating during this time, interact on the app, be great with follow-up questions. So as you're interacting on the app, say like right now I'm on Tinder and I have no issues with apps. I don't care about their fucking reputation. I don't care about anything about that because I know that the person I want to meet can be anywhere. And I'm open and available to that. It is not a reflection of the person I meet is not a reflection of the app. You know, I was talking to my mother because my mom dates a lot too. And she's like, I've deleted all the apps from my phone because my mom's a very conservative woman and has perspectives on, you know, physical intimacy before commitment. And she's like, I just feel like everybody just wants to hook up. And I have told her repeatedly, I'm like, Mom, write your profile where it says, I am not available for that. And I promise you, no one will hit you up. If you hold firm to that and you really are clear that that's not something that's in my game and you get your energy behind it and you're confident about it, then no one will hit you up who's looking just to hook up. I think what happens, and I'll share this, and you know, don't tell my mom when I said this. I think she feels a little insecure about her religious beliefs living in California. And so instead of her, I think she's confident about her faith, but in terms of like the lifestyle that goes along with her faith, she feels a little insecure because it's different than the masses from her perspective, right? So she doesn't put it out there that that's a hard no for her. Whatever you get your energy behind confidently, you will attract. If you go lukewarm, weak, flippy floppy, then you're going to get flippy floppy mixed results back. So when it comes to dating, I say be so fucking firm and don't deviate. Don't deviate. Don't deviate. Yeah. Because you can still fall in love and, you know, do the dance, but it's probably going to end. I mean, I see that with my ex-husband. I love him as a human. I fell in love with the humanity of him. But I look back on that time in my life, I said very specifically, I wanted a man who definitely looked like him. Like, you know, physically, yes. And who was a weirdo, like creative, very smart, could have fun. Like I call that like a weirdo. And he was that. He is that. But I wanted a man who lived in San Francisco. I was living in San Francisco at the time. I wanted a man who wanted to have fun in the city and enjoy that, you know, who worked full time like I did at the time. Now I work for myself. And have so for years. But I wanted somebody who I could get off work with and we could go to dinner and get a drink and hang out on the weekends and go to festivals and enjoy, you know, San Francisco always pre-shelter in place has, you know, little neighborhoods will do this and that. And I wanted somebody I could do that with and go to concerts and have a great time. That was what I wanted. I did not hold firm to that. Because I met this man who's attractive and a weirdo. And I was like, well, those two boxes are checked. And he was tall and he definitely wanted to be with me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to let go of this fact that I want someone who likes city living, a city dweller. And that is ultimately one of the primary reasons why we didn't stay together. Because my desire for that lifestyle, it wasn't just what we did. It was a energy I wanted to embody in my life. And that wasn't of interest to him, right? And so I'm telling you this from experience. If you stick with your list, you'll save yourself a lot of heartache and you'll save yourself a lot of sleepless moments where you're just like pondering, is this right for me? Is this right for me? You'll know. You'll feel it in your being. I'm grateful I got married. I think it was right for me in terms of like the evolution of my life at that time. I don't regret being married at all. I am looking to my next evolution. And as I look to my next evolution, I'm being very, very clear about what I want. And it took me some time. Like post-divorce, I was like much older than I was when I first met him. I have new needs and wants and desires for a relationship. So you sit down, you journal out all the things that you want in a partner, and then you, I'm going off on so many tangents, but I love this topic of dating and attracting relationships because it's so fun and it's so easy to me now. Like it took me years to get here, but it's so easy now. You just be very clear about what you want, write it down. So write everything down you'd want in a partner and then narrow it down to 8 things. 2 can be physical qualities. 2 can be common. 2 must be physical qualities. 2 must be common interests. 1 must be financial. What do you want their relationship with money to be like? And you can ask for whatever you fucking want. Just ask because you will get it. And then look at all of your limiting beliefs. And then as you are interacting with someone on the app, asking questions, because that's the first round of things, right? You're asking, well, you should be asking questions. If they're not asking you questions back, women of the world, if he is not asking you questions on the app and you're feeling like you need to pull teeth to keep a conversation going, it's a no. And here's my thing. I bet he is totally into you, but he is not able to communicate that, and that sucks. Well, for me anyway. But that's my love language, you know? Like, it is definitely words of affirmation are my love language. So maybe if your love language is something different. But given shelter in place, everybody's got to step up with the communication. If you want to be with someone, you need to be showing up and acting like you want to be with them or you're interested in them or you want to get to know them. And if they're not interacting in a way in which you feel good about and you can get behind, unmatch. You don't know them yet, right? And there's lots of people out there. You know, there are more than enough people out there. And if you're finding, like I have a client, one of my clients right now keeps running out of matches in her age range. And I keep saying to her, I'm like, are you telling yourself on any level that there are not enough people out there that will match what you want? She's like, well, kind of. I'm like, yeah, that's a vibration. And you're probably holding it pretty strong because you keep running out of matches. You can't mess this up if you stay in the belief system that what you want is possible. That's it. Right? If you believe that it's hard to attract somebody, if you believe there aren't enough people out there, if you believe that there's not someone who's going to accept you because you're spiritual, or if you believe that there is someone that's not going to get that you work out 5 days a week or eat, you know, vegan food 2 days out of the week, if you think that that person doesn't exist, you're not going to find them. But if you decide that, of course, there is somebody out there who will love all my quirky behavior, quirky in quotes, I think it's just being a human and going with what lights you up, then yeah, it's going to, you'll find that person. If you believe that that person, there's somebody out there that's going to love you exactly as you are, and you hold firm to that and you get your energy behind that and you feel confident about that, oh my God, you will attract exactly what you want. It's so fun. I can't stress it enough. Like, don't limit what is possible for you. And here's the next piece. I have single friends. We talk about dating all the time. One of the themes I've seen coming up is that when people start to think about what they want in a relationship, once you hit a certain age and you've dated a lot of people, you start to reflect on your list based on your past, right? So you're like, well, I did this in the past, so I guess I'll do that again. But ask yourself, circa right now, who are you and what type of person would best match the lifestyle that you want? And only go for that. So maybe 3 years ago, you would date somebody that you only saw on the weekends. But now, after shelter in place, you want someone who can integrate into your life and you spend multiple days together in the week, even if you don't live together. Ask for that. So this is another way of saying, I'm finding as you hit it after the age of 30-ish and you've been in the long-term thing, you start to create your desire list based on what you've experienced in the past. I'm encouraging you to the past no longer exists and be present in I'm attracting what I need in a relationship, in a mate, based on who I am right now. Past no longer exists. And if you are concerned that you'll repeat a negative pattern from the past, and that's why you keep replaying it and you keep it in the forefront of your mind, get really clear about what the lesson was. Like for, let's see. So for me, I know I need a man that's very independent, right? And so meaning he can have a great relationship with his family, but he is fully and completely an independent human who is self-sustaining and self-made. Yeah, I'm doing that on the fly. But yes, I guess that's the way I would sum it up. I might write it a little bit differently in my journal. But yeah. So now knowing that about myself, I didn't know to ask for that before. I mean, I guess I did with the whole city guy. He was independent. I don't know. I had all my misbeliefs around family wealth. I thought that was cooler than other things. And then I realized, no, it's not fucking cool for me. It works completely well if that's what you grew up in. And you know that, and you know that dynamic, and you know how it all works. I'm not putting that down in any way, but I'm very clear that does not work for me. So instead of me, there's a high probability if I don't identify what that is, I could reattract it, right? It's a certain type of energy, an energy I had gotten used to. And so without me knowing it, I could easily attract another trust fund dude. Totally. But I'm making very clear that that is not what I'm looking for. I want someone who is self-made. And while I don't mind if he's going to get an inheritance, but he's very clear that he has made his own way in the world. And he's not relying on family money to support him. That's the way I want you to look at it, as opposed to being bitter and angry that so-and-so was like this, and I just don't want that ever again. You're saying to the universe, give me more reasons to be angry and pissed off, right? Instead of going to a place of neutrality and being like, hey, yeah, that happened. I'm very clear about what the lesson was in that. As a result of that lesson, I'm going to specifically ask for this as I move forward. Peace. So easy, right? Very energetically clean. In comparison to bringing all of your emotional baggage into your present situation, into your present search for a mate, and it just sucks. It's just messy. It's not fun. Right? Even if it's fun in the beginning, well, that's what's so great about shelter in place is that you can't even get lost in like really good sex, right? Like you have to screen, right? So please do screen. Who are you? What are you into? What matters to you? Like, if they have a pet in their profile picture, it's a no for me. Don't hate me for those of you that love animals. I like other people's animals just fine. I don't want an animal. And I don't want to live with an animal. So now I can say that confidently. This is where you get to screen, right? Instead of like me, maybe 10 years ago, I'd be like, well, it's probably not so bad. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt, right? No, this is not the time for that. Screen. Interact with them on the app. Then set up a Zoom or video date and actually get fucking ready for the date. Like, don't just flippantly say, oh, well, let's just jump on FaceTime real quick. No. Make it a date. Make it special. Put your makeup on if that's the way you do dates. I would put makeup on and do my hair and probably put jeans on and not be in yoga pants and a t-shirt, right? I would actually try, And even if, it's great, sometimes on Zoom they really can't see you super well. And so I know when I Zoom party with my friends, I'm like, Some days I wear makeup and some days I don't. And I can tell in the Zoom that when I do have makeup on, but it's not like super noticeable, right? So act like it is. Act like that person is looking into your soul. They're seeing all aspects of you and present your best self. Make it a date. Make it a date. So again, get really clear about what you want. Screen hard. Use that question period when you first like, hey, so-and-so, we matched. Ask questions. If they're not asking you questions back, give them a very energetic go fuck yourself. Now, I mean, I don't mean that negatively against them. Just it's more for you to say like, hey, I don't have to stick around and continue to talk to them if they're not really interacting with me in the way in which I prefer, right? So they might be interacting with you, but they're not communicating in a way that makes you feel good. Just go ahead and unmatch. You don't have to give them a lengthy explanation. Just, you know, send them love and unmatch. Right? And then the next layer to this is once you're ready to move from question and answer on the app, turn your video chat, your Zoom, your FaceTime chat into a real date. Prepare like a real date. You know, if you guys need to both make dinner and sit there and talk to each other, do it. Because you think, Amy, can this really work? Abso-fucking-lutely. It's so great, too, because you can show up authentic. And if it's not working out, you can just be like, hey, this isn't a good fit. And you log out of the platform. You know, you can be respectful about it. You can be kind, but you don't have to hang out and like, oh, I need to go above and beyond. And I have to give them the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, like we're all humans and we all get our free will to decide who's the right fit for us. And if you're in this interaction, you realize they're not the good fit. You can be like, peace, and move on to the next person. Now, what if you do find somebody that's fucking awesome? Well, honor the rules that are in place for your area, shelter in place still. But there are so many really romantic things you can do. You guys can send each other things. You can have a vision for what would be hot. Like, I mean, a man sending me flowers is always gold, right? And I looked on 1-800-Flowers. They are still delivering flowers with no contact. Like, so there is so much you can do to court each other. You can write beautiful letters to each other. You can have more dates. You know, there is no limitation on what you can create. And, of course, I want to answer this call, but I am not going to. Yeah, you can have a really wonderful, amazing time during dating in shelter in place. And I'm so over time on this show. Thank you. Thank you. I love this topic. I will probably continue to talk about it for some more. There are so many little pieces and ways that we can go. So yes, you can date during this time. It can be wonderful. If you want some help doing your self-work around this, getting really clear about what you want, holding yourself accountable, not falling in love with potential, staying accountable to your deepest desire, knowing that that is possible for you, staying in the vibe so you can attract the right person to you, I can help. That is what I do. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Book a session with me. Look at my packages. I'll help you find what you're looking for. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.